This is Kurt Hosworth here on Public Radio 90 WNMU in Studio A with a special guest this morning talking about Access for All. It's a celebration week for SAIL and the Disability Network, and we're welcoming Sarah Pierkowski. She's the executive director from SAIL. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Kurt. Good to have you in the studio. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So coming up on Monday, July 23rd, that kind of starts about a week long of events celebrating SAIL's 20th anniversary in the Upper Peninsula area. Can you tell us a little bit about what people could expect at the Access for All Celebration Week?
Yeah, we're having four different events on July 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th at night. So for all community members to come in and just hear different types of presentations or try out different types of equipment that have to do with people with disabilities or any types of issues that people might be struggling with. So we're really just looking for people to come out and help celebrate Access for All.
Absolutely. And like you said, these are in the evening, starting Monday, July 23rd. Primarily, the events are at Northern, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we have two of them are actually our bookend events on the 23rd and 26th are at the Charcoal Room at the NMU Great Lakes Rooms. And then we also have at the parking lot of the Berry Event Center, we have one of the events. But then we also have one downtown Marquette also.
Gotcha. And then these events are in the evening. They're from 5 to 7. Is there any cost for these events for folks?
No, not at all. They're completely at no cost and free to the community. We're looking for absolutely anybody to attend. If you're interested in hearing a presentation, if you want to come down and try some adaptive sports and recreation equipment, we also have some low-cost devices. They're called assistive technology devices that'll be shown. So it's really just a chance for the community to come together and really learn a little bit more about the disability community, what's challenges that we have, and just talk about, you know, celebrating that everybody has the opportunity to access pretty much anything with a little bit of extra help.
Absolutely. Now, can you tell our listeners maybe just a little bit about SAIL and what your primary directive is in helping the community?
Yep. So SAIL is a Center for Independent Living, and we are one of 15 in the state of Michigan, but we're the only one that covers the entire UP. So we help people with disabilities or their family members with types of resources, barrier removal, help them, give them resources in the community that are around, give them referrals, provide them with possible training opportunities, trying out equipment. There's a lot of different things that we can do depending on what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So that'll be serving the people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Again, helping Access for All during this celebration week in 2018. And I believe it's also another anniversary for the ADA we were talking a little
bit about. Yep. So the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed in 1990. And so this is why we're celebrating during this week, because it was July 26th of 1990 that it was signed. So this is the 28th anniversary of that. And so pretty much around the state, Centers for Independent Living do some type of celebration day. And we chose this year to do it all week long.
Yeah. It works well to have those two anniversaries kind of happening in the same week too. So
yep.
Very cool. Is there anything specifically you could mention about, I know the adaptive sports and recreation, that's the event that's happening in the parking lot of the Berry Events Center. Is there anything in particular that folks could expect to see either out there or at any of the other events?
Yeah, you know, that one is really cool because we have a lot of bikes, different types of kayaks that kind of, you know, you think of adaptive equipment, you're like, oh, it's got to be a big device, and not necessarily. It could be a type of seat that they're sitting in, maybe a hand cycle versus a regular, you know, bike with your feet. It could be a side-by-side bike. So if it's somebody out there that doesn't necessarily can bike by themselves, maybe they have a visual impairment, a side-by-side is easier versus a tandem that's front and back.
Oh, sure.
So we have a lot of those kinds of equipment, but the other presentations have to do with some historical perspective of disability. What does it mean? What does Access for All mean? And then also living and working with a disability. And we have some really good presenters this year.
Excellent. That's good to hear that there's going to be lots of different ways to find out about SAIL and about how people can provide Access for All and find out more about that as well. And again, this will be kicking off the Access for All Celebration Week Monday, July 23rd in the Charcoal Room at the NMU Great Lakes Rooms. Then throughout the week on the 24th at the Berry Events Center in the parking lot number 58 next to Pine Street there. And then throughout the week as well, Wednesday on the 25th, we'll mention that one is at the Ampersand Co-working, and that's in the Masonic Building. And then that fourth event on the 26th in the charcoal room, once again in the NMU Great Lakes rooms. I'm also seeing too, if there's anyone who needs accommodation for attending these events, how could they get hooked up with that?
Yep, you can just contact me by emailing me sarahp@upsail.com. We try to get at least a week in advance, but try to just let me know if you need something for hearing impairment or if you need some extra materials given to you. Anything like that, please let us know ahead of time, but ultimately we should be able to help you if you just show up that day.
Sure.
From 5 to 7 on those nights. So we're trying to do it after the work day, so more people are able to come in and hear the presentations.
Right, and if they come a little bit hungry, I'm seeing two hors d'oeuvres to be served too, so that helps.
Northern is helping us out with some hors d'oeuvres, and it'll definitely have a little bit of something to keep you satiated during those presentations.
Absolutely, that's good to hear. So once again, it's the Access for All Celebration Week this year in 2018, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the SAIL Disability Network for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. That website again, www.upsail.org or upsail.org.
Yep.
And the number 800-379-7245, those last four digits spelling SAIL. Well, we've been speaking with Sarah Pierkowski, the Executive Director of SAIL here at Public Radio 90. Is there anything else that you want to add about this week coming
up? No, we really appreciate it. We just hope to have a really good crowd. You know, we want people to come in with questions, leave with answers, talk about disability, and just get rid of that stigma around it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, all community members are welcome to all these events too. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for taking some time to come in this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.